Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Mother's Day is always really special because I had a great mom, and we'll share a few stories from that, but I know it's also a difficult time as well. And so today as we share, we want to share to really all the moms and as well as all of us who have moms. We're going to be sharing from the book of Timothy, a special verse in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. And Timothy was Paul's closest friend. So the Apostle Paul, he said, I don't have anybody who's as much like me as Timothy. And Paul's favorite church in Ephesus, Timothy followed him and led that church. And at the end of his life, this book is written. This is the last book that Paul wrote. He said, Timothy, come join me. I want you there by my side. And so Timothy and Paul had this close relationship. Timothy was like a son to Paul. And so as he's writing this letter, the last letter of his life, and this is probably the most personal of all of Paul's letters. And so I think it's interesting how as he starts off this letter, he goes back to Timothy's mom and his grandmother and remembers the influence that they had on his life. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for our moms and the women who've gone before us, our natural moms, spiritual moms, the ones who have played that role of nurturing and caring and disciplining in our lives to raise us up. And Father, today, we honor them, I pray, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit would be here. And Lord, not only to lift their spirits, to refresh and renew and honor them, but also, Lord God, to remind us, Lord, that really the heart of a mom is a part of a reflection of the heart of God. And that, Lord, your heart would be instilled into each and every one of us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's been kind of a crazy Mother's Day, really different from any Mother's Day I've been in before. I think that's maybe the most kids we've ever dedicated. So it was just a blast. And then everything we planned for you folks, most of it all kind of just changed as we were going. Up to last night, we're still just changing and moving, people coming, not coming. The folks we're supposed to see, we had two amazing moms. Two amazing moms in this house, Jialin Na, who is just a mother to this house, and Lauren Terwilliger. They were going to speak this morning and just share from their mother's heart, but they're both at home because their kids had classmates who had COVID, and that's kind of the story of moms' lives, I think, during this season. It's been a tough time, and so I'm just going to share a little bit from my heart towards moms, and I love how Paul remembers it as he talks to Timothy in this most personal of all his letters. He refers back to the roots of Timothy's faith, which is in his mom and his grandmother. And I love how he refers to them. He says, "This, I'm reminded of your sincere faith." And this is an authentic, genuine is what he's saying. Sincere just means, it means that what you see is real. There's no filler, there's no pretense. There's no ulterior motives. What you see is what's really there in their hearts. And Paul said, I see that in you, Timothy. And I know that came from your mom and your grandmother. And we look at our lives, we think, what are the things that were passed on by our moms? And I was just thinking of my mom and the things that are passed on by them. I was blessed to have a great mom. I think I have a picture, Terry and I, of our moms there. Look at that. Yay. That's my mom. With the liaison, because it's her 90th birthday. That was her 90th birthday. This year's her 95th birthday. And that's Terry's mom there. I was blessed to have a great mom who was extremely authentic. She was authentic in her love. I mean, she was the same whether we were in the governor's mansion or with some business mogul or with some single mom in a small little, you know, studio apartment, or some immigrant family also in a studio apartment. I remember, you know, we would just have people over our house all the time, and they'd always want to return the favor. And our family has six kids. They'd want to have us over, and I remember one family we were in, and they had just immigrated from Tahiti, and they're all this family with the mom, the dad, and kids in a little studio apartment, and they wanted to have us over for a meal. So there we are, all just kind of sitting on top of each other. But my mom was always the same in her love for everyone. Just didn't matter. Strangers on the street, she was the same person. Always full of joy, always full of love, and always wanting to share Jesus with them. That was my mom. Anybody calls on the phone, they're gonna get Jesus. Anybody comes to our house, they're gonna get Jesus. Anybody, you know, that she stands in line with at the shopping, you know, the grocery mart, they're gonna get Jesus. That's just my mom. They're gonna get her smile, they're gonna get her love, they're gonna get Jesus. And that was not a put on. I can remember in the toughest times of her life, when she was caring for my dad, who couldn't do anything on his own, couldn't speak, couldn't move, and was that way for months before passing away, and how every day she was feeding him, clothing him, washing him, and just the same joy, the same love, the same faith in Jesus. And I love that about my mom, that she demonstrates to me what sincere faith meant. She was serious in her prayer. She was always a woman of prayer and sharing. And as kids, sometimes we resented it. Like, do we gotta pray more? Mom, just shorter prayer, please. So much prayer, you know, all the time. But sincere. And everybody she met, if you had a sickness, she was gonna pray for you. And I've seen her, you know, see amazing miracles take place through her prayers. And I've seen her pray for people and nothing happened. But she was always the same. She had this sincere faith, always trusting, believing God. And that really made an impact on my life. Another thing that she marked our lives just was our home was always open. We just always had people coming. Rarely was it just our family around the dinner table. Rarely was it just six kids at home over the weekends. There was always somebody sleeping over, always people on the living room floor. You know, every weekend there's just big meals because you start off with eight and then you add everybody else. We've had whole families just stay with us in our little three-bedroom house with six kids, and then we add another family of four and put them in one of the bedrooms. That was just my mom, and then I drugged my wife into the same thing, you know, and our little one-bedroom apartment in New York. We'd always had people living with us, always staying with us, sleeping on our couch, sleeping on our floor, and now in here we've had a few folks coming through, staying with us, you know. That's just what marks me because of her. And that's passed on to my wife as well. And in our lives, it's good just to remember and to have gratitude for the things that have marked our lives from our moms. So I encourage you to take some time to really think that through, and then to reach out to your mom, whether by text or by phone, and just, you know, have a thoughtful moment of just remembering a few of the times, a few of the moments, because there's something special about that. And so I love how in this most intimate of Paul's letters, he reminds Timothy and says, Timothy, what I see in you is what I saw in your mom and your grandmother passed down. That's the way that we honor our parents. And you know, that's another thing God calls us to do. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2 says we're to honor our father and our mother. And what does honor mean? It means two things. Number one, we remember all the good things that they've done. But you know, honor is not just for the ways they've blessed our lives. Honor goes beyond that. Honor also goes for the moments when they fall short of what we think they should be. When they fall short of our expectations. Those are the moments that are toughest to honor. But the moments when we truly honor and respect them, not just for what they've done, but because they gave us life and because they hold that position of mom in our lives. And that's where true honor comes. It fills in that gap between our expectation and their performance. And there's no such thing as a perfect mom. All of our moms fall short. You know, my mom was wonderful, but you know, all of us kids know, we know her shortcomings. And you know your mom's shortcomings. And honor is the ability sometimes to fill in that gap and just say, you know, I'm going to respect my mom because of who she is as the one who brought me into this world. And even though she may not live up to my expectations, I'm still going to live in a place of honoring who she is. That's where honoring our moms begins and ends. And so for some of you, it's going to be tough in this time. We understand that. You know, I want to encourage you just to, those are the moments you take it to Jesus and you say, God, you gave me this mom. And so you're going to have to show me how to love her. Because you didn't choose your mom. God chose your mom for you. And so in those moments is when we honor our parents. You know, we love our family. And if we're estranged, we love our enemies. We just, well, no matter what they've done or who they are, we owe them love. This is how we as believers, how we function. We not only love those who are worthy of our love, we not only honor those who are worthy of our honor, but we love those who are not worthy of love. Because it's that love that can begin to start to bring healing. You don't know what your mom's gone through or what's made her the way she is, the hurts and the pains that she's carried. And you can be an instrument of healing in her life. And I want to encourage you this Mother's Day, if you weren't blessed with a great mom, to just say, God, help me to be an instrument of healing for my mom. And the love that maybe she missed out on when she was growing up, God, let me be the one to fill in that love, to replace that love in her life. That's the kingdom of God. That's what God calls us to do. I have another verse, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. It says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. And so as a mother comforts her child, God says, that's how I'm going to comfort you. See, the heart of a mother, that heart to comfort, that heart to care, that heart to nurture, that really is a reflection of who God is. And so even if we don't get that from our moms, we can get that from the Lord. And you moms in this season, I know that you're the one that everybody looks to comfort, to clean, to discipline, to do all these things. And I know that in this season of COVID, being a mom is extra tough. Because sometimes you're the school teacher, you're, you know, the one who's got to clean up after everybody now being in the apartment in close quarters. You're the one who's got to care. And when the emotions start to fray and relationships start to break up because everybody's in a small space for weeks on end, it's the moms who oftentimes have to bear the brunt of all that craziness. We got moms now who were supposed to be with us today and who can't, who are with us on Zoom because of COVID. And we understand, we feel the pain. So many moms are like, yeah, kid has to stay home and quarantine. And guess what? You know, the dad can't do that. He's got to go to work. So it's the mom who gets quarantined with the kid. And the sacrifices, we just want to say thank you for the sacrifices that you've made. And our prayer for you is that you would draw on the comfort that only God can give. And that comfort would strengthen you in these times when you feel like you're the only one sacrificing. Because that is so true. I know in my home, my mom was always the first one up and the last one to bed, making breakfast and then cleaning up after everybody's gone to bed. And my mom would just, with six kids running around, I remember, you know, she would just, driving our big van with all the six kids and all our friends, you know, she would come to a stop sign and say, okay, wake me up when it turns green. She would take a nap. Anywhere she could get a nap, she was just getting naps. Moms work hard. And we appreciate you. And so let's, as a church, let's get that some of that heart of God and the ways that our moms have comforted us. Let's do that back to them. Let's return some of that love this season. Because the heart of a mom, that nurturing heart, actually comes from God. All of us who know God can step into that role, the whole role of hospitality, the role of nurture, the role of care. And we can be that to others. And so even if you are not a mom, and today we know that there are some who you know, there's a deep pain because they so want to be moms. We know, even though this church is small, we know of people here who lost children this year, who've, you know, wanted to try to get pregnant and failing this year. We know others who've lost their moms this year. And so we know that Mother's Day can carry pain with it. And for you, our prayer is that God would come alongside and minister to your heart that nurture, that comfort, that care that only can come from Him. The Bible says that we're to mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those that rejoice. So we rejoice with the moms who had babies and who are celebrating their kids, but we also mourn with those who lost their mom or lost their children. And that's the beauty of the church, is that whatever you're walking through in this moment, God's heart, God knows, God understands, and He will walk with you. And as a church, we want to be a reflection of that. I look back in my life and I think, I've been blessed not only with a great mom, but great moms in my life. I have so many spiritual moms and people who've just nurtured me and taken it upon themselves to pour wisdom into my life and care into my life, even though they weren't my biological mom. And I want to encourage you, you can be that to others. You know, and we know single moms who have to be mom and dad to their kids. And I can't imagine how tough that is. And so especially for you today, we honor you. But some of you maybe are single dads as well, and you have to be mom and dad. And we want to honor that. And to all of us, whether you are male or female, we all have the heart of God and can play that role of being a nurturing element in people's lives. I remember, I was just thinking back this week of a famous mom. One of the very first Bible commentaries I ever read was called What the Bible is All About by a woman named Henrietta Mears. And I was just reflecting on her story and the way she impacted me reading her Bible handbook. And some of her sayings, favorite sayings, that she said, you know, if Jesus is not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. And our goal in life is to know God and to make Him known. And her book, her biography is called Dream Big. She said, if your dream is what you can accomplish without God, your dream's not big enough. And this woman, she was single her whole life and just wanted to dedicate her life to raising up men and women. She was never a pastor, but she had one of the largest, she had a Sunday school with 6,500 people in her Sunday school. And in her Sunday school, people who've gone through her Sunday school and been impacted by her life. Billy Graham said Henrietta Mears was the most, outside of his mom and his wife, was the most impactful woman in his life. And when you read through Billy Graham's story, the moment when he was at his deepest crisis of faith, wondering whether or not he could trust the Bible and believe God, he went to a camp that Henrietta Mears, a conference center that she had started, and spent the nights just talking with her. And she helped walk him through that crisis of faith. And from there, his next crusade was the Los Angeles crusade that launched his ministry as an evangelist. Before that time, he was just really kind of a struggling minister. She was transformative in his life. Many of you know Campus Crusade, Bill Bright. Bill Bright lived with Henrietta Mears for 10 years and said that what he does and everything that he does in Campus Crusade was marked by her. Young Life, some of you know Young Life. And the founder of Young Life, same story, said everything we do in Young Life, I learned from Henrietta Mears. Dawson Trotman with the Navigators, just met over 400 people that she put into full-time ministry besides leaders in industries that came out of her Sunday school. This woman changed the face of Christianity. There was a seminary professor, and he was on the West Coast. He's a seminary professor up in Vancouver, Canada. And as he's talking to a Christian historian, he said, how come there's so many big Presbyterian churches from like Hollywood Pres and all these different Presbyterian churches all along the West Coast? And the guy says, it's really simple, Henrietta Mears. She just had such an impact on Christianity in the U.S. that her church, where she did Sunday school in Hollywood, had an impact all through the West Coast and spawned these amazing pastors who pastored in the way that she taught and grew these large churches. And so see, you don't have to be a biological mom to have an amazing impact in people's lives. She used to say, it's not about how hard you try to be good and to follow the rules. It's not about how much you try to know information to know about Jesus. She said, you have to actually know Jesus. It's about your relationship with him that transforms your life. And for us, that's a heart for you, is that you would know Christ, have a sincere faith. I love that it says sincere faith, not perfect faith, not powerful faith, just sincere, just authentic. To be real with God, and we always want to be a church where people can just be real. Be if you're struggling with your faith, it's okay. We're going to come alongside and help you. We're not going to shoot our wounded. If you mess up, it's okay. Jesus died for all of us mess ups, you know. But we want to be a place where people have sincere, authentic faith, and we're going to help you grow in your faith, and we're going to help you to really know Jesus. That's our heart's desire, because that transforms everything. It's so easy to come into church and to just, you know, want it to look good. And for moms to come in and, what you know, you're struggling with getting your kids to church and all this, and you just want to kind of look like you have your act together, but there's oftentimes so many, there's pains, struggles, disappointments that we have. And sometimes we feel like nobody sees us, nobody knows. Moms late at night, you know, preparing for the next day, they think nobody really sees the sacrifices. But the scripture says that God knows. Isaiah chapter 49. The Bible says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget. So God knows. God knows every sacrifice you've made, every struggle you have, every time that you feel. Because, you know, babies don't come right with the instruction manual. So many times you're like just making your way, trying to make the family work, trying to hold things together. But God knows. And he will come along and strengthen you. As a church, we want to know. And we want to walk with you. Wherever you are in that journey, we want to encourage your faith. And this is Paul's last letter. And he closes with this, if we can bring up the last verse there. 2 Timothy says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. He's telling his son Timothy, the closest one. He's saying, Timothy, come quickly. Because I'm about to die. It's likely that he's in the middle of the massive persecution that Emperor Nero was doing. He was arrested and expecting, so he knew his time was up. He knew he was going to be martyred. And so his last words to Timothy, because in this, if you read 2 Timothy, he talks about all these men who've abandoned the faith, who've gone away from God, who've abandoned him. He says, at times I was all alone when the accusations of persecution were coming. Everybody abandoned me. The only guy left with me is my doctor taking care of me, Luke. So come, I bring my coat. I need it for the winter. But Timothy, here's the thing. Timothy was a young man in the faith. He said, Timothy, all these guys, they've shipwrecked their faith. They've wandered from the faith. They've been distracted and left for worldly things. But he said, Timothy, I've kept the faith. And the faith that's in you, I know, is authentic and genuine. You keep the faith. And that's my encouragement to the moms who, you know, as you raise your kids, and to us as a church, let's keep the faith. Let's hold on to an authentic faith. It may not be the most powerful faith. It doesn't need to be perfect faith. We just want to be a place where we sincerely love. I think moms are some of the most honest people, because sometimes there's when you're, you know, trying to just get your kids in order and stuff, there's no place for pretense. What you see is what you get. My kids are going to act the way they're going to act, and it's just all out on the table. Kids have a way of doing that to us. But I want you to know we're going to love and walk with you. So would you bow your heads? Father, we come before you today on this Mother's Day. God, we pray a blessing on each and every mom, those who are here with us today. Father, those who couldn't be here, those that are at home because of COVID, Father, I pray that each and every one would know how much you love them, that, Lord, you truly do see them, and that you do, Lord God, want to comfort and care for them. Father, I pray that they would feel the comfort of your Holy Spirit in this moment. And God, for each of us here, that, Father, we would feel that, Lord, rejoice in the ways that you've expressed your love to us through our moms, but also, Lord, may we be an expression of your mother heart as well. May this church, Lord, may we as a church be a place where people know they'll always be loved, cared for, nurtured. May we always be a reflection of that aspect of the heart of God that's seen in our moms. So we pray a blessing on the moms now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.